There's 6 here and 4 at Mass Ave. So there's 10 total.
So one of these.
Public Works, Streets and Parks Commissioner Steve Stepniak guided Common Council President Darius Pridgen and Councilmember Joel Ferroletto on a tour, explaining the city's filtration and testing. Testing in homes, he explained, is done voluntarily, and the city is looking for more households interested in having their water checked. When questioned about lead levels, Stepniak said the water supply is safe, even heading into taps in older houses.
We're well below any thresholds, way below any thresholds. It's 15 parts per billion, and we're well below, 5 times below that, and even in our worst-case scenario. Again, those situations where you have those older pipes, let that water run a little bit and you'll be in good shape.
Council President Pridgen recently traveled to Flint to deliver bottles of water collected at True Bethel Baptist Church, where he is pastor. He was pleased to find out that Buffalo residents can get information at their fingertips.
I think part of the problem in Flint was they didn't have this transparency that we have here. People said, we think there's a problem. They didn't have somebody say, we'll help test. People said there was a problem. They didn't have a website where you could go and look, or health department in their state that was responding. So I think Buffalo is totally different than Flint in every single way.
The Buffalo Water Authority provides several links related to its testing and how it treats the water it takes in. You can find that information at buffalowater.org/quality. That's buffalowater.org/quality. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.